Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 says of the President, "And he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment." Iredell explained, "Another power that he has is to grant pardons, except in the cases of impeachment. It may happen that many men, upon plausible pretenses, may be seduced into very dangerous measures against their country. They may aim by an insurrection to redress imaginary grievances, at the same time believing upon false suggestions that their exertions are necessary to save their country from destruction. Upon cool reflection, however, they possibly are convinced of their error and clearly see through the treachery and villainy of their leaders. In the situation, if the president possessed the power of pardoning, they probably would throw themselves on the equity of the government and the whole body be peaceably broken up. Thus, at a critical moment, the president might perhaps prevent a civil war. But if there was no authority to pardon in that delicate exigency, what would be the consequence? The principle of self-preservation would prevent their pardoning. Would it not be natural for them to say, 'We shall be punished if we disband. We will as well die in the field as at the gallows.'" C.C. Pinckney clarifies, in cases of impeachment, that no man, however great, is exempt from impeachment and trial. If the representatives of the people think he ought to be impeached and tried, the president cannot pardon him. Father, we pray for President Trump to have your heart and wisdom as he brings rule of law and justice back to our nation. Let our leaders know who to pardon and who needs to be fully prosecuted. May everyone in this nation honor you once again, that we may have no other king but King Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Listen to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.